This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다. I was a ghost, I was alone. Ha, 두어진 ha, 계속해. Given the throne, I didn't know how to believe. I was the queen that I'm meant to be. I lived two lives, try to play both sides, but I couldn't find my own place. Caught a problem child, cause I got too wild, but now that's how I'm getting paid. Could that be your stay? 안녕하세요. This is Giholi, the host of K-Talk. Radio show about Korean music and culture in Dunedin, OAR FM. A few weeks ago, I attended a workshop organized by OAR staff members. The purpose of the workshop was how to improve, how to make better podcast in this new era. And that made me think about what I have been doing to make this K-pop podcast and how can I make it more listenable, more enjoyable for these listeners of my podcast. And then I decided to make it more impromptu. So rather than spending too much time to prepare the script and the structure all about, I thought it might be better to just say in the podcast what I wanted to say at this present moment, the ideas I develop in my mind, just share that idea with my audience. That may make this podcast more lively and enjoyable. So this is my first time of trying this new format. I have no script in front of me. I'm just talking based on just bullet points. The topic of today's show is a animation, K-pop Demon Hunters. This is something that actually on Netflix, most hot, most attractive, the drama, I think. I watched this drama and then have been thinking of talking about this one. And last week we had a language culture hybrid workshop at the Korean Language Club. And it was very fun and was enjoyable. Everybody, I think, enjoyed the workshop. And then I thought, oh, it would be a good topic for talking further about this drama, animation drama, animation movie, actually, in K-Talk. So, K-pop Demon Hunters. This is very interesting animation. Yeah. So about 90 minutes. It's not long and also not short. So quite a reasonable length for enjoying the
the every scenes and every conversations without feeling bored or losing the focus. I really enjoyed it. In first, what is the story of this animation about? Yes, this is something like competition between a story of competition between a K-pop girl group, which is called Huntrix. Three girls are singing together, form a band, Rumi, Mira, Joy. And in opposite side, there is a boy group, Saja Boys. Jinu is the lead singer of this boy band. So it's the whole, over the whole story of the drama, these two K-pop groups, they compete to take down each other and to achieve their own goal and own agenda. So very interesting, but through music, not fighting each other, but through music, through concert and through music, how can get the heart of the audience, fans, and then share their ideas, their goals with their fans. So this is something competition is very interesting. So then what Saja Boys, the boy band, is trying to achieve is they have their head, the leader is Gwima. Gwima is Korean word, but Gwima is a reversed form of Magi. Magi in Korean is devil or demon. So, but in this animation, it's not Magi, but Gwima. It is the word, syllables are reversed. So the Gwima is the head of devils who are trying to enslave the peoples through their music, through their sound, and spread something that negative. In contrast, the girl group, Huntrix, is fighting against this Gwima's group, and what they are believing is there is a Honmun. Honmun, Honmun is, Honmun is something, Honmun is the musical weapon that this group can fight with against Gwima's group. So what they believe is through music, they can save people's heart, seeking more comfort, healing, and soothing, and positivity. So I thought it's fighting again between negativity and positivity. There are lots of people who are living people living life with negativity, something negative, including very sad, or too much sad, or too much grief, or too much resentment, or too much carnal, erotic, or eliciting sexual desire through music. That's, I think, is the main, not main, but large trend of Western English pop music. That's what I am feeling about English pop nowadays. I think in 30 years ago, much more romantic and enjoyable and much more positivity and, yeah, much more relatable. But now, it's too much just pleasure-seeking sound and lyrics, which is same to what Guima was seeking and trying to achieve. But in contrast, the girl group Huntrix want to give something positive through Honmun. I think this is the general theme of K-pop. So from the time of so Gangnam Style, Psy, Gangnam Style, and BTS, Dynamite, and Love Myself, and Best of Me, and all their music, BTS, and also Blackpink, same. So many other K-pop artists have the same common concept, common message of music, which is more healthier and more enjoyable, even younger generations. So the primary school students and high school students and their families can enjoy together, more family friendly, and more meaningful and more romantic and beautiful, more lovable, enjoyable. I think that's the main theme. To me, it is quite positive and brings healing, healing and trying to help finding through music who actually I am and how can be healed and how I can enjoy the each day, each moment of life, giving more courage and the power of healing, power of recovery, and hope, comforting and soothing. So this is the fighting between negativity and positivity, and between darkness and light, and between more healing against destruction, trapping, enslaving. So this tension between these two groups runs from the beginning to the end. It really brings, it traps me to stay with the story. Was quite enjoyable. And the second question is, why people like it? I think it is because each person, each viewer, can easily relate to the story and personally relate to the message of the story. And in addition to that, in addition to the story and meaning, I found the graphics of animation is so wonderful. So the Sony graphics, Sony animation made wonderful piece. It's computer graphics and, yeah. So two scenes. One scene is when the Saja boys appeared, when they have the first concert, and Gino, the main vocal of Saja boys, he is quite muscular, and then the buttons of his shirt, it's actually took off and then flying, and then hitting the eyes of girls. This was really funny scene. And then the second scene is the main stadium of concert. In the animation, the main site is Namsan. That's the mountain, or the mountain, yeah, mountain at the center of Seoul. There is a tower, Namsan Tower, like a sky tower in Auckland. And then the stadium, the concert stadium, was in Namsan. But actually, there is no stadium in Namsan. Usually, it is at Jamsil. It's near the Hangang River. It is from imagination. So the producer imagined and relocated the stadium from Jamsil to the Namsan. Was very interesting idea. But it makes more spectacular the scene of the concert. And the next question is, what about the music? Yes, I like this part. I like this part. At the moment, as you may know, several songs are listed in the Billboard 100, Billboard Hot 100. So the Golden is on the top, is the number one, and You Idol 8th, and Soda Pop 14th, How It's Done 19th, and What It Sounds Like 25th, and Takedown 29th. So within 30, top 30, there are 6 songs, OSTs, from K-pop Demon Hunters. It's 20%. It's 6 out of 30, top 30. I think this is the first time in the history of Billboard which had so many the OST songs actually listed in the Billboard top 30 at the same time. Yes, 6 songs. The Golden, we listened at the opening of this show, Golden, is actually the main OST of the animation. It's really, I like the lyrics of it. I like No More Hiding. So it has the main story, main message of the animation. So even the scar or something wound or something that gives pain in me, I don't need to hide it. I don't need to keep it, keep the negativity in a negative sense. The wound gives impeded. I don't need to be impeded by the negativity which is coming from this, the wound and the pains and the scars from my life experience. That's also a part of my life, and I need to embrace it, and give overturning the negative meaning to positive meaning. So I can get more energy for moving forward, looking forward, and facing forward. And utilize that energy for my evolution, the journey of evolution to become a better version of myself till the last day of life. This has a very deep meaning. Not only the song, not only the drum, the animation, but also this song, Golden. It's really encouraging and uplifting. Up, up, up. Yes. And the last question is, what did we do at the workshop? Yes, we talked about this animation. It was really enjoyable. And we studied the words and expressions used in the song Golden. And also, we chose the participants, picked up a specific scene of the animation, and then we watched it together, and then talked about the meaning and the message, and then something that we can learn about Korean version, Korean script, the grammar and also words used in Korean version of script, the conversation. So this I found we have now tried twice of language culture hybrid workshop. The first one, we studied with Hwatu, the Korean traditional card game. And then second one was this K-pop Demon Hunters drama. And what I found is this is the way we need to focus on in studying a new language. Now, it's an era of the AI. When using AI, especially ChatGPT version 5, this is completely different. We need to change the concept of language study, language learning. AI is a great tool of practicing and learning and practicing. It's excellent personal tutor. The greatest. So everybody can access to the service of ChatGPT and this AI-driven service and capabilities, resources. So why don't we use it? We need to use it. It's free to improve our language studying, if make it more effectively. But there is something that AI through AI that you never be able to master. you never be able to make it yours. Just working with AI. There is something that you must work with other people. You must learn only through the person-to-person individual experience, relations, and conversations and practice. That's the focus of our language culture hybrid workshop, and that's the focus of our club, the Korean Language Club. We are focusing on that. That's something we can only experience in this in-person class workshop. And other than that, it's up to you to study at home with AI. That is much better way of spending time and much more effective. That's what I have found and where my thoughts are traveling at this stage. I hope everybody enjoyed my talk today. You can access me. You can be connected with us through Facebook. You can send a message from the Facebook, the Knitting Korean. At the moment, we are making a change from the Knitting Korean Language and Culture Society to the Knitting Korean Language Club. So either you type the Knitting Korean Language Club or the Knitting Korean Language and Culture Society, then you can find our Facebook page and you can send a message to us. Then you can be connected with us. I hope you enjoyed today's talk. 감사합니다.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.